just wanted to mention at the outset of this year that I had the schus to learn this stuff of Yerushalmi in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh in Eretz Yisrael, and it is significant that on this stuff, on Amud Beis, we will be discussing the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh, Al HaMichya, Al HaGefen, and the fact that it speaks about Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara discusses Yerushalayim as well. So this daf, which contains Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, was learned in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. May the Schus HaTorah that we are learning and that Klal Yisrael is learning all over the world be megen on Artzeinu HaKadosha, on the inhabitants of Yerushalayim and all the cities and villages of Eretz Yisrael in the dangerous period that we are now facing. Amen, Ken Yehi Ratzon. At the bottom of the Samach Beis Amud Beis, we discussed rice that was cooked, it was baked, and the Gemara said that the Bracha Rishayin is Bayre Mine Mizoinis, and Ein Sarach Levorach Achrov. Those are the last words on Samach Beis Amud Beis. The simple meaning of the words Ein Sarach Levorach Achrov means that there is no bracha achrayna on rice. However, we find Rashi in the Bavli on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph says that Ein Tzarech Levarach Achrav means that we don't bench, we don't say the three brachas of benching as we do on anything made of the five grains, because rice is not considered one of the five grains. And we also don't make a Al Ha'etz, Val Priya Etz from the Me'ein Shalosh, from the Alamichya, the Alagefen, the Me'ein Shalosh Bracha. We don't make that on anything that is not fruits of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Rashi says that Ein Sarach Levarach Achrav means you don't bench or say Alamichya or Ala Eitz. However, you do make a Bracha Achrayin, and that is Bayri Nefashis. We will see later in today's shir, on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Yerushalmi clearly disagrees with what Rashi says, and the Yerushalmi holds that Ein Sarach Levarach Achrav means that you don't make any Brach Achorayna. In fact, the Gra says that the Bavli agrees that in the times of the Tanoim, they only made a Bari Nefashis after meat and eggs, but not after other foods such as fruits, vegetables, or water. And it was only the Amoraim who instituted that Bari Nefashis should be made over all foods where one does not make a benching or Me'ein Shalosh. Now we begin the Gemara at the top of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yirmiyah Oimer Bari Pri Adam. So what is Rabbi Yirmiyah speaking about? Says the Pnei Moshe, Alo Oire She'ofoi Oy Bishle. It's speaking about rice that you baked or cooked. His sheet is that you make a Bari Pri Adam. It would seem that Rabbi Yirmiyah is arguing on what we just learned at the bottom of Samach Beis Amud Beis, where the bracha was stated as Bari Mina Mizoinis as a bracha Rishayna. However, if we look in the Charedim tells us the top Divrei Maskil Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar V'loy Polaga Braisa. The Amar Bari Mina Mizoinis. Rabbi Yirmiyah is not coming to argue on the Braisa that states that the bracha Rishayna on rice is Bari Mina Mizoinis. Ella Pa'amim de Mivarach Bari Pri Adama Kamar Ukidal Kameh. As we're going to see, in certain instances, Rabbi Yirmiyah says you make a Bari Pri Adama. So the Charedim is telling us that Rabbi Yirmiyah is not coming to argue on the Braisa. Rabbi Yirmiyah is coming to qualify the Braisa. There are times when you're going to make a Mizoinis. There are times, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, where you're going to make a Bari Pri Adama, and the Braisa will agree to this. In fact, there are times you'll make other brachas on cooked or baked rice. Bar Marina Berich Kumi Rab Zeira. Bar Marina made a bracha in front of Rab Zeira on rice. Vekumi Rab Chia Bar Va. He made it in front of Rab Chia Bar Va. Shahakol Nibidvari. And again, he's not arguing in certain instances, as the Gemara will explain, you're going to make a Shahakol Nibidvari. Rab Shimon Chasida Oimer. Rab Shimon Chasida says that in fact you sometimes make Bari Mine Madanim, that Hashem created varieties of delights. That's the bracha Rishayna that you make on cooked rice. And now the Gemara is going to explain when you make these various brachas on rice, bar minimizaynes, bar priadama, shahakol, or barre mine madanim. And now the Yerushalmi explains in which instances do you make each of the above four brachas. Amrab Yoisi, Breb Oven, Veloy Pligin. All the four sheetas that we had before, the brisa and the three Amaroyim are not arguing. Man, Demar, which is like Omar, the one who said, which is the Brisa Bar Minimizainis, that's being about a case by Hu David Bull. Bull, the Haredim says, is like Bull Shel Melech, a block of salt. In other words, the rice was ground into flour, it was baked, and then it was cooked until it became hard like bread, like a block of bread. And the Haredim in the first small line says, V'soiver ha-Yerushalmi, d'chi-hechi d'snan al-pas-chitin d'ishtani l'iluya ha-moitzi, just like on bread from wheat. When you turn the wheat into bread, the bracha goes up and becomes ha-moitzi, ha-chinami, oireis, rice, which we learned before, if you're chewing rice, you make a boire mine zaroinim, different kinds of seeds. That would be according to the Shita of Rav Yehuda, that you're very specific about the brachas. We pasken like the Chachamim, that on all vegetables, including seeds, you make Bar Pri Adama. So the regular bracha for rice would be Bar Pri Adama, but once you've made it into something that looks like bread, then just like wheat goes up from Adama to Hamaitzi, Hachinami, Oyriz Ishtain Luluya, Bar Minimizainis, Kishasu Upas. If you made rice bread, then it would also go up from Adama to Bar Minimizainis. So that's the case of the Brisa where you make a Bar Minimizainis. In other words, the regular brach is Adama. If you go up, you make a higher bracha, mezainis. In a case further, we're going to see you go down, and then you only make a shahakol. Continues the Gemara, man demar bar pri adama, bahu debar. The case where you make a, even though you've cooked it, you make a bar pri adama, is speaking about where you can still see distinctly the rice kernels. In other words, the rice was not ground into flour and baked before cooking, as in the Bryce's case, but rather the kernels were cooked whole, and the kernels of rice were not cooked to such an extent that the kernels merged with each other, but rather you can still see each individual kernel of rice. If so, it retains its original brach of Bar Pri Adama. It hasn't gone up. In the next case, it's going to go down to shahakol. Man demar shahakol niyavidvari bahudi shalik. If you cooked it very much until the kernels changed from their original state for the worse, the kernels are not whole anymore. In such a case, it has gone down and it's no longer bar pri adam, and now it becomes shahakol niyavidvari. And the Haredim adds in Divrei Maskil de Shaluk, approximately in the middle of the Haredim, the Shaluk mevushal harbe v'nismay hagarin el chatzoyin. The rice was cooked very much, and it disintegrated. Each kernel was split in half. Ukamanda amrilil, as we learned before, yerek, a vegetable. Kivin sheshalka nishtanel greyus. Once you cooked it very much, it gets changed for the worse, it goes down, and therefore the bracha is shahakol niyabidvari. And finally, the fourth mandi yomar, who said, mandi mar boire mine madanim, that the Rebbein Shalom has given us delicacies, he's given us delights, what is that speaking about? Who the torif? When you make it into a gel, as the Haredim says, lushen beya trufa bakara, like a egg that is beaten up in a plate, kolaymer shenizbashal harbe moed, v'nasi kechol of korush, v'zevale shinu liluya kaveh brachal atzma. So the Haredim is describing how it turns into a gel, and that makes it more choshev. If we look into the Pnei Moshe, Bahuda Tarav, Kishahu Maturf Bakara, Kamoi, Shaisim in Beyim, the im mine psamim. He adds that it's not just that it's a gel, but it has in it all kinds of spices. Since there are a lot of different spices and it's all mixed together, made into this delicious gel, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his beer says the same thing, because there's besamim mixed into the gel. So therefore, it's a delight. It's a special treat, and on that we make the special bracha of Bore Mine Ma'adanim Hashem, who has created varieties of delights. And then the Yerushalmi continues, Ad Kedom Mitchila. This is when we're discussing the bracha at the beginning, B'soif. What about the bracha at the end? Rabbi Yoina B'Shem Rabbi Shem Chassida Asher Bore Mine Ma'adanim, that Hashem has created different kinds of delights. La'adim B'hem Nefesh Kochai, so that everyone will be delighted with these items, Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Ha'aretz, on the land, Val Ma'ad Neha, and on its delights, on its delicacies. This seems to be a Baruch Achorin for the last case. This is Reb Shimon Chassid speaking, and it was Reb Shimon Chassid on the third line of the Gemara who said that what's the Baruch Rishayna, Bar Minim Adanim. So when you make this delicious gel filled with spices, so there you would make a Bore Mine Ma'adanim. However, if we look in the Charedim, he tells us that the Bavli is Choylik on the Yerushalmi, in Divri Amaskel B'Soif, V'Bavli Choylik Hazeh, Da'oireis B'chol Inyin, Shehu Ofri Amavushal, B'tchila Bore Mine Mizoynis, Ulu B'Soif, Bore Nefashois, V'chein Kosovo Rambam. The Rambam in Per Gimel of Hilchas Brachos Halacha Yud paskins that a boire mina mizonis is made for any kind of cooked rice in the beginning, bracha rishayna, and the bracha achrayna is boire nefarshis, and that is how we are noyeg. That's the psak in Shulchan Aruch as well. However, here in the Yerushalmi, we find that it depends how you cooked it. Sometimes it could be a mezoinus, sometimes adama, sometimes shahakol, sometimes bar minei madanim. The Bavli disagrees, and the halacha is not like the Yerushalmi. The halacha is like the Bavli.
Continues the Gemara to explain what bracha achrona does one make when one eats meat or eggs. Rav Abba Bar Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba. Rav Abba Bar Yaakov said in the name of the great Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Rabbeinu HaKadosh, kisha hoya oichel basar, when he used to eat meat or eggs, hoya oimer, he would say as a bracha achrona the following, Asher bora nefoshes rabois, that Hashem has created many living things, lahachyos behem nefesh kol chai, to give life to every living soul, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, chei ho'olamim, or as the Sfardim pronounce it, chai ho'olamim, the life of the world. Now, the bracha that we make for Baruch Nefashis goes as follows, Baruch Atah Hashem, alakeinu melech ho'olam, Boire nefashis rabbis v'chesroi nun. Al kol ma shabarasa lahachios bam nefesh kol chai. Baruch chei olamin. If we analyze our nusach habracha, we'll see that it is a composite of a mixture of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, because we find in the Bavli on daf lamed zayin amid aleph, when the Gemara discusses the bracha achrayna, the Gemara says, "Ula b'soif boirei nefashis rabbis viches roinan al kol ma'asher bara." That's the lashon of the bracha achrayna in the Bavli. So, if we analyze the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, we'll see differences, and let us see how we arrive. Neither the Bavli or the Yerushalmi is the exact nusach that we use daily for a Bar Nefashis. So let us analyze all these differences between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi and how we come to our final nusach. So the first thing we should point out is that in the nusach of the Yerushalmi, the word v'chesroinon and what they're missing is missing. We only find that in the Bavli. And the reason for this is because there's a fundamental difference between the Bayrei Nefashis that the Yerushalmi is discussing and the Bayrei Nefashis that the Bavli is discussing, as the Mefarshim explained. The Yerushalmi, which is only speaking about Basar and Beya, meat and an egg, and there is a Shita in the Bavli on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis in Brachas that you only make a Bayrei Nefashis after eating meat or egg, and that could be what Rebbe held. So the Bavli goes on to say that it's even fruits and vegetables, and there's a Mandi Yomer who says it's even water, and that's the halacha, that we make a Bayrei Nefashis after everything. But assuming that Rebbe went with the Shita, that Bayrei Nefashis is only made on meat or eggs, his interpretation of Bayrei Nefashis is not what the Bavli meant with Bayrei Nefashis. Rebbe was speaking about the food itself. You Hashem, Asher Bara, Nefashis Rabbis, you created living things, meaning you created meat, which was once alive, and you created eggs, which has a potential of becoming a bird from the egg. If we look in the Marav Fulda, a little past halfway on the right-hand column, Nefashis Rabbis, V'hainu, Klape HaBosr, V'habei Sha'ochel, the Nefashis Hain, they're living things. The meat was living. After Shechita, of course, it's dead, but it came from a living animal. And the Mibeya, Nishave Afroyach, and from an egg, there comes out a bird. So Rebbe is speaking about the food. Kishahaya Oichel Basar Oibeya Haya Oimer, you Hashem, thank you, Asher Bara Nefashis Rabbis, you created living things, meat and eggs. And what was the purpose of creating those living things? So the Yerushalmi could not use the word v'chesreinan, because chesreinan, missing, has nothing to do. How does that apply to meat or eggs? Ma'ashiyan kain. The Bavli was speaking, even, let's say, according to those shitas that hold that we make a Bayrei Nefashis on fruits and vegetables. So they're not living things. We make a Bayrei Nefashis on water. So what's the pshat nefashis? Nefashis goes not on the food, but nefashis goes on the person who's eating the food. And that's why our bracha is Bayrei Nefashis Rabbis v'chesroinon. What's missing to living human beings? Hashem, you created many nefashis, many living human beings. V'ches roinan. You created what they're missing. And that, so that's why, according to the Yerushalmi, it's going on the food. You cannot use v'ches roinan. According to the Bavli, that's going on the person who's eating the food. You could say he's missing things. What is he missing? This we find in Tosfos, in Brachas Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, the top Tosfos. Divrei Amaskel Bayrei Nefashis Rabbis v'ches roinan. K'moy lechem u'mayim, like bread and water. She efshir b'loyhem. A person can't live without them. So that's what it means, Bayrei Nefashis Rabbis v'ches roinan. And then the Bavli has a lashon which we don't have in the Yerushalmi, and that is al kol ma shebara or barasa. What does that mean? Explains Tosfos. Al kol ma shebara lahachias ben nefesh kochai kloimer al kol ma sheba oilam shegam im loy baram yichoil mahoilam lichiyos beloyhem. In other words, our Bayrei Nefashis is made of two parts. Bayrei Nefashis Rabbis v'chesroinon, the missing things that a person can't live without. And I'm also thanking you, Hashem, I'll call Masha Barasa, Lachis Ben Nefesh Kochai, on everything that you created, above and beyond things that we must have for our existence, like bread and water. You created delicacies for us. You created delicious things. What's Tosfos' idea of something that's just for pleasure? Like an apple. An apple, you could live without it. But you also, Hashem, you didn't just want to give us water and bread. You wanted to give us something special, which is pleasurable, which has a tainug in it. And on that, the person is thanking Hashem. So according to our nusach, which goes mainly like the Bavli, Bayrei Nefashis Rabbis, you created many people, V'chesroin, and the things they're missing, according to Tosfos, bread and water. They can't live without it. They're vital to their existence. And I'm also thanking you, Hashem, al kol ma she'barasa, on everything that you created, even pleasurable things that are not necessary for human existence. They're made for pleasure. And then we say, l'hachiyo yisbehem nefesh kol choy, to give life into all living things. This is taken from the Yerushalmi, and we don't have it in the Bavli. And then we end off, Baruch Hei Holomim. So Tosfos points out that Umesayim, there in Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, the top Tosfos, Umesayim, Baruch Hei Holomim, Ubiyushalmi, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hei Holomim. So Tosfos points out that in the Yerushalmi, there's a bracha at the end. We start with a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Lekenem El Chlam, Baruch Nefarshis, and we end with a bracha in the Yerushalmi, Baruch Ato Hashem, Chei Olamim, you're the life of the world. But if you look in the Bavli, we don't even find a bracha at the end at all. What Tosfos says, Messiah, Baruch Chei Olamim, we don't see that in the Bavli. The Rabbeinu Yoina, Tosfos seems to be saying like the Rabbeinu Yoina, that the Rabbeinu Yoina says that the Bavli doesn't make any bracha. The Yerushalmi makes a full bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Chei Olamim. So therefore, we make a compromise between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and we say Baruch Chei Olamim. So that's what Tosfos said when he said, look in Yerushalmi, there's Baruch Ato Hashem, Chei Olamim. And we end off, Baruch Elamim, it seems that Tosfos is going with the sheet of Rabbeinu Yoina, that we make a compromise between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. However, the Vilner Gaon says, the Groz says that the Bavli was merely a short form of the Yerushalmi. It wasn't giving the entire bracha, just like you don't find in the Bavli, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. That's missing. So the end was also missing, and therefore, according to the Gra, one should say at the end, the entire bracha with Hashem's name, Baruch Ato Hashem, Chei Olamim. Although our minig is not like the Gra, our minig in most of Klal Yisrael is to say, Baruch Chei Ha'olamim. Continues the Gemara, Ad Kedon B'Saif, the bracha of Baruch Nefarshis that we just discussed, that's at the end, after he eats meat or eggs. Betchila, what is the bracha before he eats the meat or eggs? Amar Rav Chagai, Rav Chagai said, Bore Minei Nefarshis, instead of what we would think it should be Shehakol, which is what we do, Rav Chagai had a different bracha. Bore Minei Nefarshis, Hashem created various kinds of living things to give life to human beings. Hesiv, Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi asked the question, V'hamasnita pligai, the Mishnah argues on you. You say that there's a bracha rishon of Bairei Minei Nefashos. We see not like that. We learned in the Mishnah in brachas, ala chaymetz, on wine which soured and became vinegar, v'ala guvai, and on kosher grasshoppers, v'ala hanoivlus, and on dates that fell off the tree and they were not ripe. What bracha does he make at the beginning? So we see that even on guvai, which are a living thing, a nefesh, they're kosher grasshoppers, we make lechatchila not your bracha Rav Chagai of Bairei Minei Nefashos, but rather we make shakol nebidvari. And the Gemara says, v'adein guvoi loy min nefeshu, is the grasshopper, are these grasshoppers not a type of nefesh? It's a living thing. So according to you, the bracha rishayna should have been Bairei Minei Nefashos. And we see in the Mishnah that shakol nebidvori. And in fact, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, says that Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said in the name of Rebbe that Einachanami, you make shakol in the beginning, and you make a Bairei Nefashos at the end. And Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi was saying this in Rebbe. So now when Rav Chagai comes along and we're going with the sheet of Rebbe that on Basar and Beyim, you make a bracha achroin of Bairei Nefashos, but we see from the Maskana of our Gemara and Bavli as well, that the bracha rishayna is shahakol niya bedvari and not Bairei Minei Nefashos. In the previous Gemaras, we have seen that Rav Shimon Chasida tells us that after eating a rice jelly, which is a delicious thing, a delight that HaKadosh Baruch has given us. We make a special bracha achrona. Asher bora mine madanim ladein behen nefesh kol chai bracha to Hashem al oretz v'al madanel. So we see from Rav Shimon Chasida that if something is not part of the chameches mine dogen, the five different types of grains, wheat, barley, oat, rye, and spelt, or it's not one of the shiva minim that nishtabeach ben Eretz Yisrael, the seven different special foods that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. Many of those are fruits. So rice is in neither category, and yet we see you make a bracha achrona. You don't bench, you don't make an ala eitz, an ala michya, but you make a bracha achrona. The same thing we saw in the case of Rebbe. Rebbe made a bracha achrona bar nefashis. He made after eating meat or eggs. So the Gemara says that, is going to tell us now that both Rebbe and Reb Shimon Chasida are going with the Shita of Rabban Gamliel. We learned before in a Braisa, on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, the last words of the Braisa were that when you're eating rice, a brach achroina, ein etzarech levarach achrov, which the pashtus is you don't make any brach achroina. And we're soon going to see the Gemara that we're learning now shows us that that's how the Yerushalmi learns. Although Rashi in the Bavli, whenever Rashi speaks about that you don't make any bracha, he explains that it means that you don't make a alamichya or you don't bench, but you do make some bracha bar nefashas rabbis. However, here clearly in the Yerushalmi, we see the Yerushalmi took those words literally, ein etzarech levarach achrov. And what we're going to see now in the Gemara is that that's according to the Rabbanan who hold that in such a case you don't make any bracha achroina. However, Rav Shimon Chasida and Rebbe are going with the Shita of Rav Gamliel, who says you do make a bracha achroina. And if you look in the Marav Fulda, he explains this very well. In the short lines, approximately 10 lines before it gets wide at the bottom of the Amid in the right-hand column, says the Marav Fulda, Va'asya d'Rav Shimon, that's the Divrei HaMaskil, d'Borich acher oiris. Rav Shimon Chasida made a bracha after eating the rice jelly. V'loik ha'braisa d'le'ila, not like the braisa on Samach Beis on the Beis, the Sfir le de'ein mevorach l'achreda, you don't make any bracha afterwards. The Sfir le k'rebi, the borach nami acher basar ubeya. He holds Rav Shimon Chasida like Rebbe, who made a bracha achreina after eating meat or eggs. Shehein eina min dogan, they're not a kind of grain. V'loimi min shiva, and they're not from the shiva saminim. K'oireis, eggs and meat are just like rice. Rice also does not fall into any of those two categories, Chamesh Saminim and the Shiva Saminim. V'tarvayu k'Rabban Gamliel. Both Rav Shimon Chasida and Rebbe hold like Rabban Gamliel. Svir lehu u'braisa delil k'Rabbanan. The braisa that we learned on Samach Beis Amid Beis, that is going according to the Shita of the Chachamim. So we see clearly from the Marav Fulda that that is how he is approaching this sugya. Now let us see the sugya inside. Asiya de Rav Shimon Chasida k'Rebbe. Rav Shimon Chasida says you make a bracha of borim minim adanim on gelled rice, even though it's not part of the chamish aminim or the shivas aminim. He holds like Rebbe, because Rebbe holds you make on meat and eggs a bracha achroina. Udivrei shneiem, and the words of both Rav Shimon Chasida and Rebbe is k'Rav Gamliel. Where do we find Rav Gamliel? The Tani. Because we have learned in a brisa, Zeh HaKlal Shoyi Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabban Gamliel. This is the rule that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabban Gamliel. Kol Shehumi Min Shiva, anything that is from the Shiva Samina. But Ve'enim Min Dogan, it's not a grain. Or Min Dogan, it's a kind of a grain. V'loy Afoi Pas, they didn't make bread out of it, they didn't bake it. So what is the bracha achrona that one makes? Rabban Gamliel Oimer, Mevorach L'achrof Shalish Brachas. Rabban Gamliel says, you bench. If it's part of the Shivas Haminim, or the Chamishas Minei Dogan, then it doesn't have to be baked. Or you bench on it. It could even be from the Shivas Haminim, you bench. No, bracha achas. You only make the one bracha, which is called bracha achas main sholosh, the bracha of ala eitz or ala michya or ala gefen. It's called bracha achas main sholosh because it has in it components of the first three brachas midaraisa that we find in benching. That's why it's known as the bracha me'ein sholosh. It took some of the components of all three of the first brachas. So that's what the Rabbanan hold you make in this situation where you have grain that was not baked into bread, or you have the shivas aminim. You only make a bracha me'ein sholosh. You on the wheat you'll make alamichya, on the fruit you'll make aloeitz, but you don't bench. V'chol she'enem min shiva v'loy min dogan. What happens if it doesn't fall into any category, like our case of rice, or eggs, or meat? Rav Gamliel oimer mevorach l'fanav l'achrov. You have to make a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. In the case of rice, you would make a bar min mizaynus before, but you make a bar min fashas afterwards. In the case of an egg or meat, you'll make a shahakol before, you'll make a bar nefashas afterwards. Yes, you make a bracha before, we agree with you on that, but v'loy la'akrov, not afterwards, you don't make any bracha. So we say, the Gemara is trying to say, that Reb Shimon, Chasida, and Rebbe line up with Rabbi Gamliel, that everything has a bracha achrayna, either benching or alamichya or bar nefashas. There's no such food that you don't make any bracha achrayna. Whereas the chachamim hold, no, those foods that are not part of the chamish saminim or the shivas saminim, the bracha achrayna is that there is no bracha achrayna. Lefana v'loy la'achrov. And the brice on samach beis amid beis that said at the end of the amid, ve'ein atzarech levorach achrov, that means literally there's no bracha achrayna. That's the sheet of the chachamim. And Rav Shimon Chasid and Rebbe go with the sheet of Rav Gamliel that yes, we do make a brach achrayna of barei nefashos. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rav Chanina. He said the following: Kol shu ke'ein soilus u'ke'ein chalita u'mechamishus haminim. Anything that is like cooked flour or scalded flour. Soilus is fine flour, but it's cooked or scalded, and it's from the chamishus haminim. So what bracha rishayin and bracha achrayin do you make? Omer olav, bayrei minim zaynis. He makes to begin with the bayrei minim zaynis. Umevarach la'achrav, bracha achas mein shalosh. And he makes as a bracha achrayin the al hamichya. Even though according to Rabbi Gamliel, in this case he would bench, he would say the shalosh brachas. However, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi is going with the sheet of the chachamim that he would only make an al hamichya. Ask the Gemara, you left out a few halachas. What about, as the Haredim explains, what about oiras? What about doichen, rice, millet? What about kidneys? V'chol shehu kein soros hu kein chalita ve'enu mechamish saminim. What's the halacha if it's like cooked flour or scalded flour, but it's not from the chamish saminim? What is the bracha? Says the last line of the Haredim. Is it a bar pri adama or is it a shahako? As we turn to Amid Beis, Amr Rabbi Yoina said, Shalach Rav Zeira sent me on a mission to find out the answer. Where did I go? Gabi Eland, I went to those, the Beis Rav Yanai, in the yeshiva of Rav Yanai. V'amrin li, and they gave me an answer. But, les anoyod, amrin li, I forgot what they answered me. So the Gemara says, now that he forgot, Mikadoin, what is the halacha? What do we tell people? A psak halacha? What brach rishayna do you make on these items? Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Mistavr shahakol niyamidvori. It's mistavr that you would make a shahakol niyamidvori. Even though before it's cooked, you would make on these items a bayir pri adama. But once it's cooked, as the Haredim tells us on the second line, Mistavr shahakol, dishtan legrei yusa, as we learned before on Amid Aleph, if it's cooked, it makes it worse and the bracha goes down. So the start off bracha is adama. But once you cook it, unless you would make it into a gel where it would be a madanim, but just the cooking it itself denigrates it, and therefore the bracha rishon is shahakol. However, the Haredim continues, va'af al gav de mevorach al oriz va'doichin be'enoi, when you have it raw, you make a bar pri adama kidlil, as we learned before, but kishabishlam mevorach shahakol, that's the Yerushalmi. U'bebavli poisek be'oriz, as the Haredim also told us on Amid Aleph, the Bavli paskins by rice, levadoi, by itself, meaning not kidneys or doichen, not legumes or millet, but by rice itself, we paskin that if it's mevushel v'nimcha, barim minim zayis, even though it's cooked and it got denigrated, Instead of saying that the bracha is down, it's a shahakol, in fact, it goes up. And as we learned from the Chareinim on Amud Aleph, that the Bavli Shita is the Chareinim Divrei HaMaskil B'Soif, two-thirds of the way down on the right-hand column on Amud Aleph, V'Abavli Choylikal Zed, the Oiris B'Chol Inyan, Shu Ofoy HaMevushal, B'Tchilim Barim Min HaMizaynis, B'Lubsoif, Barim HaFoshes. That's how we paskin by rice, however, ain't a chanami by doichin or a kitnius, by millet or legumes, there the bracha rishayna, in fact, would be shahakol going down from the regular bracha of Adama. Continues the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyah Bori, Rav Yirmiyah had the following question, Hadain, this person, the ochel soilus, who ate wheat flour, ma'u lemivrich ha-besaifu, what is the bracha achorana that he makes? Does he say a bari nefashis, or does he say an alamichya? Rabbi Yossi, said Rabbi Yossi, v'hochein loy ochel Rabbi Yirmiyah soilus min yoymei, because of this uncertainty of your question, whether you make an alamichya or a bari nefashis, Rabbi Yirmiyah never ate wheat flour his entire life because he didn't know what bracha achrona to make on it. And the Gemara concludes, less tzorcha, and the way we have the girsa is here, according to the Charedim, ella doi. The only time a person has to refrain from eating something because he doesn't know what bracha to make on it is only if he doesn't know what bracha achrona to make on it, such as our case. However, in a case where a person is mesupik, what is the bracha rishayna? There it's not a problem because he can always say shahakol niya bedvori, and that encompasses everything. Masha'en came for bracha achrona. There is no one bracha achrona that fits all. And therefore, if you have a suffix, whether you make a bar nefashis or alamichya, you'll have to refrain from eating it because you won't know what bracha achrona to make at the end. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. You only have to refrain in such a case where it's a question of bracha achrona and not where it's a question of bracha rishayna. A short hakdama to the next piece of Gemara. As we explained before, the bracha me'ein sholish is called in that terminology because it is a component of each of the first three brachas, which are midaraisa in benching. The first bracha of benching, the birchas hazon, that speaks about food, we have that summed up by the words in the bracha main shalosh of al hamichya v'al ha-kalkola, for the nourishment and the sustenance of grain products. Or we say, when it comes to the Shivas Haminim, Aloha Eitz Val Priyo Eitz. The second bracha, which is known as Birchas HaOretz, because we speak in the bracha in benching concerning Eretz Yisrael, so we shorten that, Me'ein Sholosh, we shorten it to Val Eretz Chemda Toivah Rechava. We thank Hashem for this desirable, good, and spacious land of Eretz Yisrael. The third blessing, which is known as Birchas Yerushalayim, we shorten that to Rachem Hashem Elokeinu Al Yisrael Amecha V'al Yerushalayim Arecha. Have mercy, Hashem, on Yisrael, your people, and on Yerushalayim, your city. The question that the Gemara is now going to ask is, why is it that in the concluding bracha of the bracha main shalish, we forget about Yerushalayim? We end off Baruch Atah Hashem Alo Oretz V'Ala Mechya, or Baruch Atah Hashem Alo Oretz V'Ala Peris. What happened to Yerushalayim? Why don't we say Alo Oretz V'Al Yerushalayim V'Ala Peris? Ask the Gemara, Lama hu chaysim ba ba'aretz, as the Charedim tells us. Six lines from the bottom of the Charedim, Divrei HaMaskil, Lama hu chaysim milsa ba'apin nafshehu. This is a separate question here. V'koy ha'bracha mein sholosh, dila'il, v'kol ha'shmaitzin. We've mentioned the bracha mein sholosh earlier on Amud Aleph. We discussed bracha mein sholosh, so the Gemara now has the following question on the bracha mein sholosh. Kivin de mein sholosh, shal birchas mazon, who, since this al hamichya and al hageffen and al ha'etz is a shortened version of the first three brachas of benching, lama ein chaysim b'bayin Yerushalayim? Why doesn't he end off in the last bracha with b'bayin Yerushalayim? Shehi shlishis shal birchas mazon. It is the third bracha of benching. That is the Gemara's question here, according to the Charedim. Answers the Gemara, since we're abridging benching into bracha mein sholosh, so it becomes like another abridged benching. Nasis kebirchas poyolim. it becomes like the benching of workers. The Tani, we have learned in a brisa, hapoyalim shehoyu oisim lochim balabayis, workers who were doing the work of the owner, the employer, and the employer is not with them. And a regular person who's working has to work from dawn to dusk. And the Chazal made certain compensations for the employer that the workers should have a shorter Shmoneh Esrei and a shorter benching. And that's why it says, Hare Elim Uvorchim Bracha Rishayna. The first bracha which Moshe Rabbeinu made, they didn't want to tamper with, or because it's a separate inyan of Mazon. So the Birchas Hazon, they left intact. But V'koilin Shel Yerushalayim B'Shel Eretz, they combined the Birchas Eretz, which is the second bracha, with the third bracha of Birchas Yerushalayim, since it's one inyan concerning Eretz Yisrael, they put it together into the second bracha. And the so it comes out the second and third bracha is abridged into one bracha, and the fourth bracha, V'atoyev HaMeitiv, is only Midrabbanan, B'Yavne Tiknua, they made it up in Yavne, and therefore that B'chol they don't say. So they say a total of one regular bracha of benching, and the second one is a combination of the second and third brachas. The chaisman, and when they end off the benching, they don't end off with Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, they only end off Bishel Eretz. So since over here we're also making an abridged bracha of bracha main shalish, which is an abridged version of benching, so we follow in the pattern of the bracha of the Poyalim, which is to end off not with Yerushalayim, but only with Eretz Yisrael. And the Shini Nuschos here in Ois Tes brings a lashon that we find in the Tosefta, Bamed Vorim Amurim Bizman Shehoyo Ois Mischarin. Where do we say this halacha that they say the abridged two brachas, the Poyalim, that's only if they're working on a salary basis? So then they have to be very careful with their time, and therefore Chazal made compensation to the employer that the benching should be shortened. Avol im hoyo isnu mei besudan. But if all they were getting were meals, they weren't getting any wages. So there, Chazal felt that they don't have to shorten their Shmoneh Esrei or their benching. There, they should. They'll be able to bench a full benching, or their employer was eating together with them. And then we think that it's logical that in such an atmosphere that he's eating with them, he doesn't want them to rush with their shmiras hamitzvahs, and therefore he's letting them bench a full benching, and therefore the halach is, Hare Elu Mevorchen Arba. Then recite the full three brachas of benching with no abridged version, and they add, of course, the fourth bracha about Tov HaMeitiv, and they say the full benching. So the reason why in Bracha Main Shalish we end off with Eretz Yisrael, not Yerushalayim, is it's patterned after the bracha of Poyalim, who are working on a salary basis, where they abridge their benching. And may we have this chus, as we mentioned at the beginning of this year, that learning about Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, the Torah, the Yerushalmi that we're learning that was created in Eretz Yisrael, it should be a schus that we should finally see shalom v'shalva in the gates of Yerushalayim and throughout Eretz Yisrael. Amen.